This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I made the pumpkin pie last night from a squash that volunteered itself from the compost by the driveway this year. But I get that not everyone loves cooking, so why not a kind of Airbnb but for food, where you go online to get neighbors to cook the meal? Leslie McClurg samples the service in Berkeley, California.
Garlic and onions waft from Cook Lizette Silva's kitchen in her neat craftsman home.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Silva packs to-go soup containers.
So it's got beans and chorizo and ham hock.
She works for a new service called Josephine. It's been a way to make money since she was laid off last spring. You go online and order dishes made by cooks and then pick them up from their homes. Mandy Schmidt regularly orders lunch.
I think it's really comforting actually to be able to come into the kitchen and watch like where it's being prepared and cooked.
The Josephine menu this week includes options like tom kha soup or salmon burgers. But when you ask people about eating from someone's home, you get mixed reactions.
I would have some concerns about other people's kitchens, you know, and their cleanliness for food handling.
It's pretty shady. Like, you don't know what they're going to put in it, and guessing, like, sanitation-wise.
The fears expressed by Richard Lincoln and Christine Campos have been anticipated by the company. An outreach team vets potential cooks and inspects their kitchens. The small kitchen in Lizette Silva's home is immaculate. But the business may still not be legal because they're not inspected by the public health department like a commercial kitchen would be.
Ultimately, a lot of it depends on how you actually classify the business. Are these independent people operating restaurants, or are they thought to be independent people simply selling, you know, small amounts of food out of their home?
Jesse Catlin is a marketing professor at Sacramento State University. He says the business is likely to face legal challenges. In any case, Josephine is growing fast. There are now 40 Bay Area cooks, and the company is eyeing Seattle and Austin. For Silva, it's a great way to meet people in her neighborhood.
They come on in, they get their meal, we chit-chat, and they take off.
Plus, she grosses between $200 to $250 a meal. In Berkeley, I'm Leslie McClurg for Marketplace.